In this series of special reports, you'll hear a Midwestern perspective on a federal program called Veterans Choice. It was designed to improve waiting times for veterans seeking medical care. Jenna Dooley introduces us to some of the program's pitfalls. First, we hear from a group of veterans who gathered recently in Northern Illinois.
It's been an amazing improvement for the health and well-being of these veterans.
That was the fastest time I've ever got a prescription, period.
When it first came out, it was kind of a disaster because the VA leaped into this program without doing a heck of a lot of research and getting their ducks in a row.
The VA is in a mess, and I don't know how you dig that mess out. But privatization or veterans' choice will help alleviate maybe the backlog.
We need to have the confidence that we're not going to get stuck with the bill.
So you get the whole gamut from absolutely great to worst thing you could ever come up with. And so that means it's broken somehow. Something's not right.
Let's start with the basics of Veterans Choice. It was established in 2014 to speed up the time it took veterans to get care. It came in the form of a $16 billion influx to the Department of Veterans Affairs. Quill Lawrence from NPR has been following the money. And Quill, how was that money spent?
There was a breakdown there of about $10 billion going to most to what most people think of as the Choice program, which was $10 billion to get vets appointments outside the VA system. And that the idea behind that was that for a short time, they would let vets go outside the system to just take the pressure off the overloaded VA medical centers and the overbooked VA doctors. There was also, most significantly besides that, $2.5 billion for hiring new doctors and nurses across the VA system. And that's most of the money that NPR followed up.
So the goal was to reduce wait times. Is there evidence that this money accomplished that?
Well, the bottom line is that wait times did not improve. So if you ask the VA, they'll say, well, we saw a lot more people through Choice. They are still using outside the system doctors to see at this point almost a third of their patients, but they're receiving an overwhelming demand from both new veterans coming home from Iraq and Afghanistan with more complicated injuries, and also a demographic bulge of Vietnam and older veterans who are reaching the age where they need more medical care than they ever have before in their lives, and they're turning to the VA for that.
You saw this kind of workaround mentality?
This was a system they set up in a rush. Congress gave them 90 days to set it up. What came out was something that veterans couldn't understand very well. It hadn't been explained well to them. It was something that the doctors they were going to see outside the VA system couldn't understand very well, wasn't explained to them. The third-party administrators that the VA hired to do this were very confusing for everyone to use. They didn't seem to understand the program very well. And the VA itself did not seem to understand the program very well. It was the sort of thing when you're investigating a story that you keep on getting official people who should know saying, well, we think it's working this way. Hundreds and hundreds of people ended up getting stuck with bills and their credit rating would get crushed. So the VA eventually actually set up a hotline to help people repair their credit rating because they had gotten caught up in the sort of bounce check feedback loop of Veterans Choice.
And the Veterans Choice program being extended, does this extension include any tweaks designed to improve care and wait times?
The extension, I think people might be confused to think of this as the government saying, we think this is working great, we're going to renew it. That's not what it is. What happened is that the Vets Choice program is set to expire in August, which means, for example, if you have a long medical procedure that would be starting now and you'd be getting treatments over the course of a year, for example. Right now, they can't authorize that because the program, the money, was going to run out in August. So what they passed recently was just a stopgap funding measure to keep the people who are using Choice now going so they can keep getting treatment. Everyone has said for over a year now on both sides of the political aisle and at the VA that they want to reform this comprehensively.
One member of Congress trying to resolve that is Tammy Duckworth, a U.S. senator from Illinois. She's an Iraq War veteran and former director of the Illinois Department of Veterans Affairs. She goes to the Hines VA facility for health care, but also used the CHOICE program for obstetrics services.
I voted for the CHOICE program, but it's been very poorly executed, and I'm here now in the Senate working to try to fix the way the bureaucracy was set up around how to implement CHOICE so that it truly makes it easier for veterans, not harder.
Our series, Veterans Choice, Making It Work, continues with the veterans themselves as they navigate their healthcare options.